were farmland to spare. A few, though. He shook his head. It's easy for such demons as Liart to gain worshippers when men must live like wolves or die anyway. But why farmers? Asked Pox. Couldn't the local lord, count or whatever, have held the keep and protected them? No, not in Fintha. In Fintha, nearly all farmland is freehold. Our lords are those who hold enough that they can't work it all themselves. Even then, there are very few with such estates as the Merakai or Verakai, or even your duke in Seya and Leonia. When she looked puzzled, he went on. Come now, Poxenarian. You had more history than that in your months with us. Gerd himself was a peasant. Fintha is the center of his cult. By Finthan law, each farmer owns the lands he can plow. Grazing land is usually owned in common, though in the north, where you came from, it may be held by the farmer. But the hall never makes large grants of land, such as your duke got, in return for raising a troop. Those who are given a grant must work it themselves, and each man owes service to Gerd when it's needed. If someone has more land, it was inherited, perhaps from two families. The nearest lord to that border fort could offer only himself and his older sons to aid, which he did. Amberian paused. One of them died there. By the time Pox had told him about her summer in Leonia with the rangers, the duke's conference was over. They were called in, along with the duke's captains. We have settled more than one thing, said the duke. He was somewhat pale still, but seemed steadier. First, it's clear to both of us that the company cannot go back as it was. It's been 15 years since my wife was killed. 15 years during which no effort was made to screen out those who are not Gerdsmen. The veterans of those 15 years have served me well, and I will not change the rules on them now. Yet some of the changes in those years were for the worse, and we will work to reverse them. As far as my domain goes, the past 15 years, again, have seen changes and growth in directions which Tamarian and I had not planned. My relations with the Regency Council, my duties, these cannot be set aside. What we have agreed, then, is this. I will accept, in my domain, the influence of Gerd. Granges will be built wherever enough Gerdsmen gather. Bartons will serve the rest. A marshal will be stationed either here or on the plain between Dukes East and West, at the discretion of the Marshal General, and I will grant sufficient land for the support of that grange. Gerdsmen among the company will be encouraged to be active in the grange. As for me, he looked aside, then around at them all. Most of you know little of my background. Until I came to live with the Holverics. A slight stir at this. Pox had not known it until Stammel mentioned it. Neither had most of the others. Until then, I followed no god or patron. I had heard of none I would follow. His face had settled into grim lines. The Holverics were, as they are, Fokians, and from them and their example I first learned of the High Lord and of Fok. I had served Aliam Holverick as squire for some years, and he sponsored me as a novice with the Knights of Fok as a reward. Too great a reward, as I found later. He never told me of the cost of such sponsorship. He hoped, I believe, that I would swear fealty to Fok and become one of them. But then how did you end up a Gerdsman? Pont's long face was sober. Well, as to that, I didn't. Precisely. The Duke shuffled a scroll across his desk. To go back, I was knighted after 2 years in the Fokian Order, but I had sworn no word to Fok. I'm not sure why, actually.